It's time at TalkZone for more world-changing leadership with Our Global Hope. Here again, your host, Dr. Henrik Mann.
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Henrik Mann, and we're back with our guest, Ms. Ellen Luyan, America's leader in personal branding. I want to invite listeners to find us on the web at www.ourglobalhope.com and to call into our show today at 1-888-463-6748. Ellen, one of the reasons that people often become famous is because of a singular or unique talent or intellectual capacity they have. But can people with average talent benefit from your insights?
Absolutely. You know, anyone can, no matter where they are, they could be the most boring couch potato, and I could take up their charisma several notches. Now, will they be a Barack Obama charismatic? Probably not. But could they get that job they want or get clients that they're seeking? Absolutely. You see, charisma is really an intangible energy, and it's a strongly felt presence. And it's really one of the most powerful nonverbal forms of persuasion and influence. So what I do in my business is I combine the strong nonverbal form of persuasion and influence of charisma with words. I teach people, I either teach them how to create their own sound bites to describe who they are and what they do in my workshops and trainings or my coaching, or I do it for them and I create powerful brands in people. For example, you know, this just happened recently, and I think it's an excellent example. A kindergarten teacher is now a client of mine. She's been a teacher for 20 years, teaching kindergarten through grade 8. Currently, she's a kindergarten teacher, and now she's offering reading workshops and helping parents discover the way their children learn and the way they learn. And she heard me speak and came up to me after a talk I gave and said, Ellen, I want you to brand me. I said, well, you're the first school teacher I am ever branding. I did once brand a school principal, but not a kindergarten teacher. And I thought that was very interesting that also she wanted to manage her own brand because she's offering these workshops on learning. And I actually created an entire brand around this kindergarten teacher who was doing what all other kindergarten teachers do. And she was also offering these very unique workshops. So she now has a unique and compelling and charismatic brand around herself. So it's a combination of that visual, you know, the three things I talked about earlier, the words and the visual and, you know, the whole message. And, you know, a very good modern day example of branding is the TV show American Idol. Now, I'm not a big fan. I don't watch it regularly, so I don't know all the people on it. I've watched it enough, though, to know the importance of branding as it relates to American Idol, because we often see a weaker singer stay on while the stronger one and maybe more talented one gets voted off. Mm-hmm. And it's because the one that gets voted off is missing that elusive it factor, which I call charisma. And the person who gets the most votes is usually the one with the most charismatic personal brand. And it's more about, you know, triggering likability, visibility, and memorability than their singing. So the moral of the story is you don't have to be the best singer on American Idol, just the most remembered, decent one. And I think
Go ahead, Ellen.
I was just going to finish the sentence and say that I think that's the moral of our life story, that you don't have to be the best at anything to be famous. You just have to be the most remembered, decent one.
That's really powerful thinking and insight, Ellen. I'm wondering, Charlie, how does the power of focus come into play when you are working with young leaders and students who don't seem to have that experience and who seem to be full of themselves and haven't really got a sense of empathy and of confidence that really wins the day?
Well, there are several factors, but using the word focus, we want to help people get really clear about the impediments that keep them from being the person they're supposed to be. One of the most interesting things we do, and it's really fun, and this is what Ellen does a lot too, because Ellen, you end up being part psychologist, part rabbi, part part coach, part branding expert all at once. But really, once you get people to realize that their conception of the future can determine their life rather than their perceptions of the past, you have really made a huge stride forward. And you begin to help them to dream, but also help them then to take concrete steps about that. So how people feel about themselves, how they feel about their sense of purpose, how they feel about others, these are things that we want to help come into focus. And back to young leaders, because this is world-changing leadership talk. A leader without followers is taking a walk, but a leader who can inspire followership always inspires followership for something greater than herself or himself. And I would say, regardless of anyone's religion or ideology, when you can paint a picture that others can own for themselves, not just liking you, but own for themselves, you've not only achieved some charisma, you've also done good for the world.
Well, I couldn't agree more with everything you said, except I'm non-sectarian, so I don't see myself as the priest or rabbi of anything.
Right,
but I definitely think I have a lot of wisdom to impart on this subject.
Yeah.
But you talked about, Charlie, past and future and about focus.
Yes.
And it made me think of one of the most important qualities of a charismatic leader. And it's neither being past or future focused. It's being totally and fully present.
Yep.
And I teach executives from CEOs to chairmen of the board all the way down to all kinds of people, entrepreneurs, et cetera, how their presence mm-hmm. and being with people in the moment with no past and no future, just being with people now, as we all are on the radio this very minute, how their presence will influence the interaction more than anything, because people want to feel like you're really with them 110%
yes.
and that you're hearing every word they're saying. And in this very busy, maddening world we live in the 21st century, very few people are present anymore. They're so busy-minded, or they're worrying about something, or they have a judgment a minute on what's going on. And it takes them away from being with the person in a way a person feels seen and heard fully. And that is very attractive to people when you can be fully present and in the moment with them.
Ellen, as I think of some people going out and hiring a professional like you to brand them, spending their hard money, difficult to earn money in this challenging economy, some of them will come back and say, it didn't work. It's like clothes that don't fit. What are some of the qualities they should be looking for when they think of a professional that they would work with to help them with their market brand?
Well, unfortunately, I get a lot of people who have worked with lots of others who didn't really get them, and they come to me like on their last legs with their last dollars to spend on their brand, because a lot of times, especially entrepreneurial types and business startups, they have a vision of how they want their business to look. But the problem is they don't know how to get that vision out of their head and onto paper to tell a graphics person or a copywriter who they are and what they want to stand for. So I believe that trying to market or sell anything without giving a lot of attention to the branding inquiry is a huge mistake and can waste a ton of time and money. So that's number one. I don't think people need, should slam dunk a brand and then just go off to a graphic designer, create a logo. A lot of people think a logo is their brand, and that couldn't be further from the truth.
Right.
It's an inside-out job, and what I do with my clients is I make sense of their entire life. And they're always amazed by that, because I start out the inquiry by saying, well, tell me about yourself. And they would say to me, like, what do you want to know? And I said, well, tell me your life story. Tell me where you grew up, what mattered to you when you were younger, what you majored in school and why, and what your first job was, what you liked about it, what you're good at, what you're not good at. And I get people just babbling about themselves for 10 or 15 minutes, and it's through their so-called babble, I make sense. I take every fiber of their life that's important to them, and I sew that into the personal brand that is them. And whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, or a nuclear physicist, everyone needs a sense of their own uniqueness, and then the words to go out and describe that to the world so that people get it. And that's what I do for my clients.
Ellen, I understand that you're changing your brand on your website, and that sometimes people need their personal brands to be refreshed. Can you talk about that to the listeners?
Oh, yes, I can. It makes me need a cocktail at this hour of the day, because it is the hardest thing for a branding expert to rebrand themselves. I really need an Ellen Luyan in my life to reflect my value back to me. But I'm glad you mentioned my new brand, because I'm in between brands right at the moment. So if somebody goes to my website today, ellenformarketing.com, with a number 4, they will see one brand. And if they go back on November 9th, which is the day I'm launching my new and improved brand, they will see an entirely different brand, company name, and everything. So I invite your listeners to check out my brand today and see my tired old brand that needs a facelift, because I've had that same brand since 1997. I'm not suggesting people change their corporate identity as much as I have done, so that's another radio show perhaps. It's a longer consideration than we have time for today. But I would love people's input on my old brand that they'll see today if they go online. And then if they go back November 9th and see my new website, I'd love to know what their impressions are. I've changed the name of my company from my own personal name, Ellen Luyan Communications, and it's been that name for, 20-plus years, to Branded with Charisma. That is my new company name, because I want to have an international branding and marketing company. And frankly, my name and me, Ellen Luyan, I'm only known really well in the San Francisco Bay Area. So if I want to go beyond the Bay Area, which is what I'm doing now, my name is hard to pronounce, hard to spell, hard to remember. And everything I do is about branding people with charisma, whether it's leadership programs, keynote speeches, trainings, writing and designing brochures and websites and content. It's all about branding with charisma. So I just thought, why not name my company Branded with Charisma? And my new URL is brandedwithcharisma.com. So I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about it. And I think that we all need a little shot in the arm after we've been in business for a long time to get ourselves revitalized and re-energized about our own individual brands. So I'm taking some of the stuff that worked from my old brand and incorporating it into the new. And it's very exhilarating. I'm excited to be launching my new
brand. Charlie, you got 20 seconds before we go into our third break.
Well, I am just enjoying Ellen's brilliance, and I was thinking about likability, visibility, and memorability and how it relates to the person herself or himself. You've got to connect at a deeper deep level. You've got to be able to project an image that resonates, and you've got to be able to weave your history in a way that it creates a new future. And I am very, very excited, Ellen, about your future and about how many people you're going to get to help.
And I'm also doing, Charlie, a do-it-yourself personal branding kit that people can buy on my website where they don't have to spend thousands of dollars on hiring me to get a new brand.
Well, as we go into our third break, I want to remind listeners that our listener call-in line is 1-888-463-6748. And that we'll be right back with Ms. Ellen Luyan and Charlie Self for more world-changing leadership talk.